The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Amazing Stories from Skid Row, brought to you by Union Rescue Mission, where we don't just change moments in time, but we transform lives. Our host is Union Rescue Mission President and CEO, the Reverend Andy Bales. Andy's special guest is Rashid. Rashid is one of Union Rescue Mission's Christian Life Discipleship Program graduates and now lead coordinator.
All right, Rashid. so good to have you on our show, and want to welcome you. And did you share at graduation?
Oh, no, he graduated. Or did you? Did you graduate this?
No, I actually came into the program as a staff coordinator. So
You came in as a staff, as a chapel coordinator.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Well, tell us how that happened.
I think the Lord led me here.
Tell us the story.
Yes.
Take your time.
All right. I'll try.
Start from the beginning.
I'm from New York, so I talk really fast.
All right. Go for it.
I will slow down for this purpose. But I did go to school and graduate, but just not from this program.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Grace Christian University, and my degree is in leadership and ministry.
And
it was an awesome program because the program was paid for by Veterans Affairs because I was an Army veteran.
You're a military career person, yes.
Tell us that story.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you serve?
Well, I served, my last duty station was here in California at Fort Irwin. It's in the desert, the high desert.
Yes.
But I served for 11 years total. And
wow.
I've been to Korea, Germany, Kuwait, Iraq, where I served in, the Iraqi war. I also served in a campaign in Kosovo. So I've been around a few places.
Wow.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Amazing. Amazing.
And are you thankful to survive all that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I didn't know the Lord then. I didn't know the Lord, and I'm amazed at how God preserved me all those years, even being what I consider myself at that time being an enemy of God. You know, I did a lot of dangerous situations and just did not know him, did not want to know him. I wanted to do my own thing. I recognized when he delivered me from certain situations, but that was the extent of it. It was like it fell on some rocky ground, and then that was it. I moved on to doing whatever else I was doing. So,
wow.
Yeah, Romans 5:8 though, it says, when we were at our worst,
mm-hmm.
he died for
Ooh.
Us. So he died for us when
right.
we were at our absolute
at
worst.
Our
My
Man,
God.
I'm telling you. But those years in the military really shaped where I'm at today as far as my discipline, the structure, organization, and my commitment to being a good follower.
Amen.
And that was like an important thing for me. And they did, you know, after my military career, they did pay for my schooling.
Mm-hmm.
But that kind of helped me a lot. But how it got me here to the mission was they have a program where once you finish your schooling, now you have to go and look for employment.
Right.
And I had no idea what that looked like. I'm like, well,
where did you go to school?
I went to school at Grace Christian University out in Michigan.
Okay.
Wow.
It was online schooling.
Okay.
And what'd you do while you went to school?
Well, while I went to school, I also own a gym with my wife. It's called the PTF Transformation Academy.
Wow.
yeah, we own a gym, and so that's what we were doing in the midst of that. And if I can go back just a little bit.
Yes.
Please go back. And yeah, we'd like to hear the whole story.
That's the whole story. So getting out of the military, I still was not saved. We did start a business coming out of the military, but it was not prospering. It was doing hard, we actually.
Yeah.
But along that line, we were homeless for 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
How in the world?
I don't even know how we did it. We lived in our gym. Didn't have any showers. We just had a bathroom that we would wash up in, and every 30 days we get a hotel room and take a shower. And that
get
was
thoroughly cleaned up, huh?
Wow.
Thoroughly. And then somehow, again, the Lord's preserving us.
Mm-hmm.
Help him. Got us out of homelessness into a position where we were managers of an apartment complex. So now we go from homeless to living for free.
Okay.
So you're managers of the property, and you're likely still running the gym, right?
Right. And so that's happening, and then an uncle of ours passed away.
Sorry.
Yeah, and it was really sudden, so it hit us hard.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the funeral, and we're boohooing, and tears is falling, and one of our family members is an elder in the church, and he gave a sermon. And he preached the gospel. Oh, my goodness.
Mm.
And he asked us, he said, no, he didn't ask it. He made a statement. He said, the devil doesn't care what you believe as long as it's not the truth.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes.
And the tears stopped falling. And I said, what? I've been lied to all this time.
Mm.
And so I thought, you know, my works or my my ability to try to be good was going to into heaven. But when I heard that message, changed everything.
That's a good message.
Very
I'm
good
remember
message
that one,
yes.
For Easter sunrise, right? The devil doesn't
absolutely
care what you believe as long as it's
not
the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the truth.
Okay,
funny that's you say it. That because I just added the truth to a story that's going out to our donors, and they talk about how Jesus helped one of our guests turn her life around, but they didn't tell how Jesus turns your life around.
Mm-hmm.
And I added some truth to the letter. It said, the quote from Jesus, I am the resurrection and the life.
Mm-hmm. The truth and the life.
Yeah.
Nobody comes to the Father except by me.
By me.
Mm-hmm.
That is such a powerful word.
It is.
I that thing every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what happened immediately after finding the truth?
Oh, I found the truth, and I got saved probably the next week. Like, we were so eager and hungry for the Lord the very next week.
Mm.
Went to church the very next day, but the very next week, we ran to the altar and accepted Christ as Savior.
Wow.
And immediately began to serve in the church. I thought, with my limited knowledge, I was supposed to go to Sunday school, so I signed up for Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
And wind up being in a discipleship course.
I
good.
Love it.
Good mistake.
I love it.
Right?
So me saying Christian
and
Life Discipleship Program, that was, yeah.
Look at that.
You connected.
And this was almost, it's so crazy. And it happened almost 5 years ago.
Wow.
Almost 5 years ago, I started discipleship training as soon as we got
Now, you seem very young, but you're rattling off some serious years. You're like Chaplain Michael McIntyre
who, right.
who must be, looks younger than he is.
Right.
He's lived.
You know, this fitness business industry, it keeps me youthful in a sense.
All right.
I'm 46 years old. I'm 46.
Wow.
You're still a baby compared to me.
Still a baby. I'm a baby Christian.
Yeah, reverse those numbers. And so how did you hear about Union Rescue Mission? Tell us that story.
Well, this is so crazy, Reverend Andy, and it blows my mind every day.
Mm.
My pastor, you know, he preaches the gospel every week. It doesn't fail.
Who's your pastor?
My pastor is Bishop Ronald C. Hill out of Love and Unity.
Yeah, he used to be on our board of directors and longtime friend. But
amen.
Yeah, we're going to have to leave you hanging and have you pick up with Pastor Ron Hill and delivering you the word about Union Rescue Mission.
Wow.
And when we come back. So hang on.
For additional information about Union Rescue Mission's programs and services, and how you can help, visit us online at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at URM. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row with host the Reverend Andy Bales. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. Homelessness is devastating communities nationwide, but nowhere more than right here in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is now the homeless capital of America, but Union Rescue Mission is trying to change that. Did you know that many homeless families did not choose life on the streets? Many are victims of circumstances that spiraled out of control. But Union Rescue Mission's CEO, Pastor Andy Bales, says, whatever the reason is, really doesn't matter. Each one is in great need of God's love.
We are carrying out the words of Jesus Christ, and we're shining a bright light in a very dark place. I know our precious guests see our love as we receive so much back from them.
Become a hero for hope when you automatically give each month or a one-time gift of $250. You will also receive a special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. The Union Rescue Mission, together with you, bringing hope, healing, and transformation to the streets of Los Angeles. Go to urm.org/KKLA. Now, let's get back to more Amazing Stories from Skid Row with host, the Reverend Andy Bales.
All right. We have a long history with Love and Unity Church. Their ladies have come in and beautified all of our ladies and done much with us over the years. And tell us more.
Well, I'll tell you, my bishop preached the gospel consistently every week. He preaches it. And one of the messages he's always put into his message was that he was the first African-American chaplain here at the Union Rescue Mission.
Yeah. Wow.
That's true.
And it blows my mind because for years, I'm a person who's so a childlike in my faith. I mimic my pastor a lot. And I love imitating him because he's walking with Christ. So
yes.
I imitate him.
Yes.
And I always, pick fun at the first black American, African-American chaplain at the Union Rescue Mission. Well, for 4 years, I heard this message. And I didn't realize it, but the Lord was developing my heart. And then when I completed my degree, I had to look for a job to complete my program. And this was the second or third job that popped up in my search.
Wow. Wow.
And I applied for it, and I couldn't believe it when I got the interview. I was so excited. I knew this is where God was planting me.
Amen.
Yeah, I love that fact that you mimic, and then you added, I mimic pastors who follow Christ.
Yes.
You don't want to mimic anybody who doesn't follow Christ.
Exactly, because Christ wants us to mimic him and get to know him, and you got to know him through your bishop. So that
so
is
tell us
absolutely
exactly
amazing.
Tell us exactly what your job entails,
yes,
Rashid.
Well, it's a very interesting job because I get to lead other coordinators who've come through the program, maybe they've graduated or they're currently in the program, and these are men that have accepted Christ as Savior, and now they're disciples of Christ, and they're attempting to disciple others, lead others to Christ, and disciple others. They take care of the everyday needs, making sure guys get to their appointments, their classes, making sure they get to doctor's appointments, therapy sessions. And they're there as a source of encouragement through the recovery process.
Yes.
Because they're, either successful or on their way to successfully completing the program. So I get to lead these guys and disciple them.
Wow.
And continue to pour into them, pray over them, pray with them, and guide them. You know, what it's like in being a person who was homeless, not just once, but twice. I know what that experience is like.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have a distinct advantage going through it and making it through yourself.
Yeah, wow.
Well, you may not feel like it's an advantage, but truly is.
It is,
because
you know.
Suffered what they have suffered.
You know firsthand. So, wow.
Lord, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
So the plan is you to begin where you are, but head toward being that chaplain like your pastor?
You know, wherever the Lord leads me, I believe that's what he put on my heart before I came here. But I just didn't know what it took, and now I'm here. I'm like, wow, I get to sit under other chaplains and learn from them and have the opportunity to take some classes myself and maybe go on that route if the Lord leads me.
What's your next path to chaplaincy? Is it more education or to me like Chaplain Ken did?
That's what it seems like. I saw that template there with Chaplain Ken, and I definitely see me going down that path as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an exciting journey. I'm excited to see what God is going to do. I believe this. I believe this wholeheartedly that God loves sinners.
Mm.
He needs somebody to tell him. So however he needs to equip me to be able to tell him, I want to be in that position.
You'll be that instrument to make that happen. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, and so tell us something that's encouraged you. Were you at the graduation Saturday?
I was not at the graduation. I was actually working.
How about Tuesday, Chapel Testimony Tuesday?
No, I wasn't. But I'll tell you this, Reverend Andy, I watch it on Facebook, and I watch the whole ceremony.
Okay.
I sent it to all my guys. I even sent it to the chaplains. I was jumping for joy in my gym while I was training for it.
Yeah.
it was a celebration for me.
What was the highlight for you?
The highlight, you know what, I saw one of the graduates, he was just praising God. I mean, I felt it in my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I had so much joy, and I captured it in a snapshot, and I sent it to all the chaps. I was like, look at him, he's just enjoying God.
Yeah.
And I don't know, that brings me great joy.
Yeah.
His presence, God's presence, his spirit is just...
Yeah, I love the testimony. I was doing well in my job, but I forgot all about God. I shared this on the radio this morning, and he said, I got into drugs, and I was even fleeing people who weren't after me, and then I ran into a gang member who was after me, and he stabbed me, and I ended up in the hospital, and then my aunt told me to go to Union Rescue Mission, and it transformed my life. And I mean, you know, it was like he was on a path, but God found him and delivered him through tough circumstances to our door.
Yeah, that is
it was powerful.
It's very, very powerful. And
thank goodness for loving aunts and loving uncles, right?
Yes.
Amen.
Directing
Amen.
Them to the Union Rescue Mission. So you currently serve as the Health Awareness and Resource Coordinator for the Compton community. Is that correct?
It's for, for Love and Unity. So they do a lot of outreach in the community. We do health fairs.
Let's come right back to that.
Okay, no problem.
We're out of time for this segment, and then we want to talk to you about your future, too.
All right. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages.
Thank you for listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. You may have heard a story that touched you deeply or even broke your heart. The truth is, most of us will never know what it's like to be on the streets, sleeping on a sidewalk, wondering where the next meal is coming from, freezing in the winter and unbearably hot in the summer, without hope. The caring staff at Union Rescue Mission does. We know that as the compassion of Christ shines through us, lives are changed and hope is restored. That's why we are dedicated to the thousands of men, women, and children experiencing homelessness in downtown LA. We'd like to invite you to help us complete the circle of acceptance, redemption, and transformation. As little as $22 a month feeds a family of four a hot, nutritious meal. And when you mention KKLA with your monthly or one-time donation of $250, you'll receive our very special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. Thanks for listening. To give, go to urm.org/KKLA. That's urm.org/KKLA.
Let's get back to more amazing stories from Skid Row.
All right. What does it mean to be the health and
awareness
community.
And resource coordinator.
I was going to say wellness, but it's health and awareness coordinator.
Is it awareness? Yeah, it is awareness. Look, I said wellness. I'm thinking
of
wellness.
Didn't. You said awareness.
I said awareness? Yeah. Okay.
So tell us.
You'll understand when you, get more seasoned.
When you reverse That's those good. Numbers.
That's right. Well, it means the world to me that our pastors would entrust us, me and my wife, to lead that ministry. During COVID, as you know, most of the churches shut down.
Yeah.
And that's where we took even more of a role in the ministry part of that. And so with broadcasting, they started broadcasting services. And so every week we would get on and do a health awareness broadcast, 30 minutes on YouTube and Facebook, to make people more aware about stroke awareness.
Yes. Wow.
And that was over 2 years ago, and now it has morphed into speaking about other health issues. And me and my wife get to sit on 30 minutes and give a word of God first, and then talk about health awareness and how to better your health, how to keep you sustained.
Yes.
And just sit under the word in all of that.
Good idea. That was a great idea during COVID.
Absolute great idea, because a lot of folks are passing away from that, cardio and, not keeping it. And then a lot of times when they do come in for services, that's when the health issues, we begin to see some of the health issues that they had. They were in survival mode all that time.
Yep.
And then when they come in to settle down, the health issues.
All right, Rashid, if you could paint with a brush your future, what would it look like?
Yes.
Wow, that's a hard question, Reverend Andy. That's a very hard question. I really can't call it. I know that I'm here to share the gospel and make disciples of those who believe.
Mm-hmm.
Anything in between that is God's perfect will. That's it. That's my zeal for God, is I want to share Christ with as many sinners as I can.
Yes.
And disciples. And then in between that, however he wants to use me, I'm for it. So my future is hopefully just to grow in the Lord and use the leadership skills that he's given me to lead others.
Well, that's great. Do exactly the opposite of what your uncle shared. It was if your devil wants you to follow anything that isn't the truth, you're going to follow speaking only the truth and nothing else, right?
I wrote it down. I wrote it down. The devil does not care about what you believe. He just as long as it's not the truth.
And Rashid's not going to speak anything but the truth.
Amen. Amen.
Well, you keep it up and keep going and hope to see you soon.
And thank you for sharing.
Absolutely.
And thank you for sharing your story, your testimony
thank
with us.
You.
Blessings. On behalf of Union Rescue Mission, I'm Kitty Davis Walker, the VP of Public Relations. Thank you for joining us. Tune in Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m. and Saturday at 5:30 p.m. for more amazing stories from Skid Row. Don't forget to visit us online this week at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at URM. May God bless you and keep you. You've been listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. If your heart is breaking as you hear a story that hits a little too close for comfort, then donate to Union Rescue Mission and help CEO Pastor Andy Bales help the men, women, and children of Union Rescue Mission find their way back home.
I'm compelled to do this as I try to practice what I preached over 30 years ago from Matthew chapter 25. I preach that the way you treat another hurting human being is the way you are treating Jesus himself.
Since 1891, the Union Rescue Mission has embraced men, women, and children experiencing homelessness with the compassion of Christ. Many are victims of circumstances by no fault of their own. It's people like these and others that Union Rescue Mission is offering hope healing, and a way out of their tragic situation. But we can't do it without your generous donation. So please, help the Union Rescue Mission provide food, clothing, shelter, and other life-changing services for those desperately in need. And visit urm.org/KKLA to donate now.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.